As is often the case with disability issues in North Carolina, this one evolved from a lawsuit. Disability Rights North Carolina sued the state 2 summers ago. That was after the General Assembly gave people living at home and those living in group homes different standards to get Medicaid funding for help eating, bathing, or receiving other personal care. The nonprofit's executive director, Vicki Smith, says that was a violation of the Medicaid law,
which says if you're going to have a service definition, that needs to be comparable regardless of where the person lives. In North Carolina in 2011, they were going to make it much harder to get the same service if you lived in your own home.
But the lawsuit backfired. The General Assembly could have responded by putting everyone on the same lower standard to get service or the higher standard. The Republican-led legislature went with the higher standard. That made fewer people eligible, which saved the state money. But Smith says legislators didn't think about how much group homes rely on funding for that specific type of service. It accounts for about a third of their income.
So these group home operators and adult care home operators lost a third of their funding per resident, so the group home can no longer stay open.
All that was set to happen in January, but Governor Perdue announced a temporary fix. She says the State Department of Health and Human Services found $1 million unspent dollars, which will now be used to keep the group homes open for another month.
It's a good solution, I think, to bridge a gap. It does what needs to be done until the legislature can come back and decide affirmatively or negatively what they intend to do with group homes for special people.
When the legislature starts a new session in January, it could fix the problem by letting group homes tap into money already set aside to help cover funding losses. Smith of Disability Rights North Carolina says that would work for a while, but she says the state would still need to decide on a long-term solution to maintain services for hundreds of people and keep the group homes open. For WFAE News, I'm Michael Tomczyk in Charlotte.